Thursday night, Shir Maseches Ksubis, we're on the Flamen Amid Beis of Maseches Ksubis, and we're in the sheet of Mechunya Ben Hakono that says that even by Kores there's a din of Komlei B'drabaminei. Okay, and then Komlei B'drabaminei of course means when you have an onus, let's say, of Misa, that's the basic din, and simultaneously you're Mechuyev Momen, so you're not Mechuyev the Momen. Or at least Bezdin doesn't paskin that you're mechuyev the moment. That's the basic halacha. Rav Nechunya ben Hakono says it applies to kares also. The classic case is you burn up someone's field on Yom Kippur. So doing malacha on Yom Kippur is not Mises Bezdin. Like Shabbos is, which is skila. But it's only kares. And therefore, it's, you know, there's no din of Komlei B'drabaminei. Please excuse me, I just remembered something. But Rav Nechunya ben Hakono holds there is Komlei B'drabaminei by Karis, and now we have a Machlekes Abaye and Rava, whether it applies to Mises Bezdin also or just Karis. That is to say, they're Chaylik in Rav Nechunya ben Hakono. And the Gemara says the difference, the Gemara points out they have different sources from Rav Nechunya ben Hakono. And the Gemara points out that the difference between the two is Misa B'Dei Shemayim, because their sources are either Oson Oson, Oson B'Dei Shemayim is like Oson B'Dei Adam, or it's a pasuk that talks about Kares. So the difference is Mamish Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Now the Gemara picks as an example for Misa B'Dei Shemayim Zor She'ochal Truma. Hello. Yeah, I'm giving shir, but I forgot to tell you the guests that I told you that are coming are not coming. I'll explain why when I get home, but they're not coming. Okay, bye. I'm sorry, bye. Yeah. Probably making like 18 kugels.
So I don't catch him.
Forgot to tell him.
Yarek doesn't break anything while she's doing.
Right.
The Yarek, the Al-Yavur, Averis are all, Mitzvos are all. Skila also? Because you said skila is a way of knowing.
No, Ritzicha is not skila.
So, but wouldn't you say that's more chumra than
this, when like you say the word? So when you say the word chumra, you know, you have to always qualify it, I guess. That's a good question. The answer is that when you say the word chumra, you have to qualify it, like regarding what? You heard Lamosho Ritzicha. Ritzicha happens to have a very kal onish. As in terms of it's Mises Bezdin, so we know it's Chomer. It happens to be the most, what is it? If you kill someone, you get Hereg, you get Sayef. Okay, it's not the most Kal. Chenek is the most Kal. Yeah, I'm going to Howie Paskin.
But it's not Skila, that's my point. So how?
It's not Skila. Because.
That's a good way
because
of
you heard but it's not a fair way of judging, because not for example Ritzicha, if you look at the Gemara's reason for Ritzicha being Yarek Val Yavar, it's a very pragmatic reason. The Gemara doesn't say because it's so terribly chamor. The Gemara says pragmatically, who says your life is worth more than the other guy's life, and therefore that's the famous Tosfos, if you're passive. The guy throws you on a tinok and you're passive, so you don't have to be Moser Nefesh for that. Because the whole Svara is the Gemara Svara of who says your life is worth more than the other guy's. So what gives you the right to go kill him to save your own life? Who says your life is worth more than his? So it's not logical, sorry about that, but the Gemara says it. It's not logical. It's the Gemara. Gemara says it's Svara, the Gemara says. Gemara says it's a Svara.
The
Chazanish, you know also? Chazanish argues with the Reb Chaim. You have a teretz to the Chazanish. Okay. I said shir on it, one grand finale. One of the Yarchei Kala, I said a major league shir. That. I say one shir by the Yachikawa, I say the last shir. So this is a shir. You can listen to it on the website. Yarek Val Yavar. It's about Yarek Val Yavar. Anyway, you asked a very good question. I think the answer is that not always will Yarek Val Yavar be your measuring stick, your litmus test of chumrah. By Avodah Zarah it probably is, but you see Shabbos is like over Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, that's what I was
and you don't say by Shabbos Yarek Bal Yavar. No, but you don't say by Shabbos Yarek Bal Yavar.
Right.
It's a different measuring stick. You know, we don't know. You could be Chomer Legabe. I don't know. I mean, there's different measuring sticks. But by Ritzicha, you certainly... Ritzicha, for example, we back into it by Ritzicha. We don't say because it's so terribly Chomer. Rather, Ritzicha is the most Chomer of the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So in a certain sense, if we say logically just that Avodah Zarah is the most Chomer Bein Adam L'Makom, I think we would agree that the most chomer Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is Lo Tzirtzach. I think we would agree on that. Arayos, I don't know.
I don't even know. Is Arayos?
It's learned out from Sukkim. It's learned out from Sukkim. I'm not even sure that you're correct. Now I'm thinking out loud. I'm not even sure you're correct in your premise that we say Yorik Val Yabar on the most chomer averus. I don't know. We learn it out from a pasuk by each one that it's Yorik Val Yavar, and maybe that's a special din, and it's not a measure of its chumrah. It's called Gimel Chamuros, but I don't know. You know, nowhere does it say these are the most chomer averus. It's never even described that way.
It's logical to say, though, if you have to give your life for it, it must be that it's so chomer that.
No, I don't know. Yeah, but what? I don't know. Ritzicha is not like that. Ritzicha we back into. On the other hand, I am admitting, and I don't know if I'm backtracking. Certainly, there is a list of which Ritzicha is the most chomer. That is the list of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro mitzvahs. And that's for sure. Lo Tzirtzach is the top of the list. Like, that's the worst thing you can do to someone is Lo Tzirtzach. So it is the most chomer in a certain sense. That's how you know Gil Arayas. Yeah, so that's the limud. His point is, again, logically, and it's called Gimel HaChamuros. And we see the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav of the Gil Arayas, Shvichas Domim and Avodah Zarah, first Beis HaMikdash. So you see, I mean, that the Maral says that these are the three things that make a person lose his Tzura Sodom. I think that's the Maral.
So from a practical point of view, what do you use as a measure if you're faced with the option of performing one aveira or another?
Ooh, that's already a whole different.
That's the definition of a
go by chamuras, whatever your yardstick is.
So the yardstick is just to extrapolate from the onesh. That's what the Rav says in Pirkei Avos. That's what the Rishonim say in Pirkei Avos. That we know by aveiros, we know what's more chomer. We do know, and we judge it by the onish. By mitzvah saseis, we don't know which is more important than the other.
Even if it's one of the three chamuros, that would be in a lower level.
That's what he's asking.
That's kind of what I'm asking.
No, I'm talking about
the Shabbos for pikuach nefesh.
Right. If you have a choice between avodas
or so, if you have a choice between being mechal Shabbos, let's say a person is faced with
over skila.
So let's say a person is faced with a dilemma to. To be boil an erva that's sreifa. The raya's to us only sreifa, and chil Shabbos is skila. And some crazy story, which would he do? So he would do the raya's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's less chomer because it's as reflected by the onesh.
Well, that answers the question.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm right.
What
are you saying? I don't know.
Now, would that still
now
be considered
the major?
I wouldn't have thought that, right?
I'm not sure.
It's a definite different svara.
I would say Ritzicha, you're not allowed to kill someone. Like,
Shabbos is the worst one.
But to go kill someone, there's no heter to kill someone.
Pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos.
Yeah,
Pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. You have another principle.
So you see, you push aside Shabbos to save someone's life. So certainly you're not going to kill someone to avoid Chol Shabbos.
Right.
Madach, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos rather than let someone die when you have nothing to do with his death. It is a question of saving his life. So you can be Mechal Shabbos to go save his life. Kosh game, you're not going to be allowed to kill someone in order to avoid Chil Shabbos. But let's say Chil Shabbos or an Erva that's Sreifa. So my first thought was the Erva. But now you're pointing out, but how could that be true? If for the Erva it's Yorik Val Yavar, and here, and then Shabbos is not Yorik Val Yavar.
So maybe those three are exceptions.
You know by the big three, that it's not smart, even the time of the shoe is a different way, Yarav Yavu.
Yes.
You see, Yarav Yavu is like a different
part. That's what I said, from the morale. I said, the morale, the Yarav Yavu.
To me, it's always, that shows they're an exception, but they're more chumra than everything else.
Different scale.
We have rules for the chumra of everything else, but those three are more chumra. They're in their own category.
They're not measured by the punishment.
Good, but even if we just look at the bottom line, you're not allowed to be boiling there, but even if someone's going to kill you. So let's say your choice is Chilul Shabbos or being boiling erva. So you should. So I quickly said be boiled the erva, so more kal iser. But now I'm not so sure.
You could be mekal shabbos.
Yeah.
You could be boiling
erva. Right. So you're saying.
So the example is not a valid one.
What?
Erva is more common than shabbos.
But that sentence is for sure wrong. An erva that's sreifa is not more chomer than shabbos that's skila.
Right. That's the whole.
Being moser wants nefesh is a different machina than getting the nefesh out of shape.
So then, in my fanciful scenario, where you have a choice of both, you're agreeing that you should be boiled the erva rather than be mechal shabbos. So then, what do you mean bechina? So then,
the person being forced to boil it.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It's a theoretical situation where you have to pick one of the two.
But if you have a choice, is it Professor Hasia? Is it Tebishashi?
You have a choice
of three. What? Well, Erva, Kala Shabbos, or Yarva.
Or what?
Or Dav.
That's called a conundrum. Well, we first have to resolve with only the two of them before you get to the die. The die will just make it into a Minchas Chinuch Shaila, that's all. What do you think about the two? Which should you do? My logic tells me you should be boiled the erva at Sreifa, because Al Karchach, that's a lesser Chomer than Shabbos, which is Skila.
But it
on the other hand,
but I think the Harav Eliyahu are in a category by themselves. And they start, they're the top three, and then you can go by the punishment.
But the example itself doesn't make any sense, because without the third option of dying, you wouldn't be choosing between those two to begin with. You said if you've got to choose between the two, this isn't, you wake up one morning and, which one am I going to do today?
You're saying there's no case.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's no case.
Okay. I'm sure we could sit here and figure out some, you're talking theoretically.
What about being Chal Shabbos?
You certainly could have a case that Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. What's the punishment for Avodah Zarah?
Zarah is also skill.
It's also skill.
It's only the other two that help.
I guess we could say that we don't understand with our Svara we don't understand why Shabbos would not be Yorik Val Yavar. The Chorot's compared to Avodah Zarah. It's certainly more chomer than many arayos, right? It's more chomer than many arayos. It's certainly more chomer than ritzicha.
But it's clearly true. If we had the three choices, we would have to be over Shabbos. We had those three choices.
It must be because Shabbos has the added svara. I wonder to which degree what I'm about to say is true. By Shabbos, there's another svara. Chalel Shabbos Achas. Shabbos is a recurring thing, and we say you mechal this one and you'll live and you'll end up being shomer thousands of Shabbos, hundreds of Shabbos. Like, why should you? That's like really a balabap shesvara. What?
The difference is it's also an asa.
Shabbos?
It's
not just
Shomer. Shabbos.
Well, You mean Zohar.
Right,
you don't mean that either. You mean the mitzvah say of Tishbos. What does that have to do? What does that have to do with anything?
You can say anything about Erev otherwise.
I don't get what you're saying.
You avoid being killed. You're over Shabbos. So you can be Shomer Shabbos, other Shabbos. Right?
Yeah.
Say anything about Erev. Live with the Erev. Avoid being killed. Then you can not live with other Erevs.
Maybe that's the point of Shabbos. There's always that score. So maybe Shabbos is the anomaly. Like sort of, there should be Erev Al Yavor, so to speak. But it's not because of this svara.
Are there no other Isurei Skila that we could say the same thing?
No, Isurei Skila is Avot Zohar.
Right, Avot Zohar and Shabbos, and what else? There's got to be something. I'm not bucky in these things.
I don't know why Makalel Hashem, Mavarech Hashem, why don't you say Erev Al Yavor?
There are many mitzvahs.
Maybe you do. Maybe it's Avot Zohar.
There are many mitzvahs that it said are Shako Keneged Tumah, not only about Shabbos or Zohar. We say
Tzitzis.
Yeah, we say a number of different things. Shako Keneged Tumah. So with different bechinas.
Yeah, but Shako Keneged Tumah, we understand, is not talking about Chumrah.
It's a Kamatar Keneged Tumah.
Right.
I'm just saying that
we
have different
opinions about it. Yeah, it says Talmud Torah connected to them. You don't abrogate every mitzvah to sit and learn.
Like Tosfos said, we see people die in bed. All these things have
different opinions about it. He's saying you can't ask a kakasha, there's different, you can't, just because it's the same word, chumrah, you can't. But I'm not sure what your question is. The question of Shabbos is valid, I think. Why don't you say by Shabbos Erev Al Yavor?
Either why isn't Shabbos Erev Al Yavor, or why aren't the Erev Al Yavors Skila, or at least the Schamur is Shabbos? At least the Schamur and Onesh is Shabbos. You can ask him in either direction, but the question is still, we were talking yesterday about judging Chumrah. So I'm just saying, to me, I imagine the three Erev Al Yavors to be outside of the rest of the rules, and they're automatically more Chumrah. And then we have Skila and Sarifa and Erek and Chenek and then Kares and Misubishi. But he's saying no. I want to know which one it is. Yeah, but we're not talking about Shashmak.
No, but you see that it's a different kind of a svara. It's a whole different world of considerations.
Let me explain what he's saying. He's saying a good point. He doesn't realize it. We talked about this last month. If you say I get skila for being Mechal Shabbos, I could say that in two ways. I could say two different sentences. I could say I get Misa, the person is Mechuyav Misa, for being Mechal Shabbos. Or you could say I get Misa for being Oiva the Isser of Chilul Shabbos. And that's two different sentences, and they push it mean two different things. And you have to know, I've always maintained from different things I've learned, that your onesh is not malchus is for being over the iser of eating chazer, of cutting off your payas, of doing your beard, of a kayan being metamal amesim. It's for the iser of it. But the big time onchin, like it says machalaleha mos yumos. See, because malchus, it never says you get malchus for being over a specific avera, for doing this, for doing that, for doing this, for doing that. You learn out from a pasuk that the onesh for being over alive is malchus. But that's for the iser. But by Shabbos l'moshel it says mechalaleha mos yumos, right? Or it says kol shochev in behema mos yumos. Or it doesn't mean you're not getting the misa for being over the Isser of Avodah Zarah, for being over the Isser of Shabbos, for being over the Isser of Erva. You're getting Misa for being Boil and Erva. Being Boil and Erva is not for the, you understand the difference?
Not so much.
Okay. No, there's a very, very big difference.
One's on the action and the other one's on the Isser of the action.
That'll answer your Kasha, right. Because in terms of Isser, it could be more Chomer. But that's what I mean. He's right. It's a different bechina. It's like when there's a shmad, so it's important that you shouldn't even change your shoelace, and then that becomes your Erev Al Yavor. So these three things are the most important, that they shouldn't happen. And even at the expense of your life, they shouldn't happen. It's, but you're not talking about the Isser Shebo. Now, you want to ask why Hashem chose to make something that is less catastrophic if it happens. That's a Chilul Shabbos. It's less catastrophic than Ritzicha. It's less catastrophic. So why did the Torah decide to make it a more Chomer Dika Onesh? Because it's a more Chomer Dika Isser. It's similar to Avodah Zarah. It shows that you're denying Hashem. You're denying that Hashem made the world. Like, but that we don't have, we don't want it to happen. Hashem doesn't want it to happen. Maybe it's a societal thing. Maybe it eats away at the foundations of Yiddishkeit more.
It's a nefesh of the world, destroying the world. Right.
But the Etzem Chakir is lamdish, and it's very, very true. There are mamish two things. There's the Etzem act, and then there's the Isser of the act. And you always have to ask yourself, what is the Onish for? So I'm convinced that all Onshim, except for Malkus, is for the act, not for the Isser of the act. And my best raya is the Lashon HaPosuk. I'm so much on the Lashon HaPosuk. Because the Posuk always refers to the act and tells you what the Onish is. Kol Shochev im Chosanto Mos Yumos. For doing that, you get Misa. For doing that, Malkus, it doesn't say for doing anything you get Malkus. You learn out from those Sachsim Shor B'Disho. It's like, Malkus is, like all Malkus are the same. You get Malkus for being over an Isser. Like there's only one, like all Malkus are the same. You get Malkus for being over an Isser. This Isser, that Isser, this Isser, that Isser. But it's all the same. There's a Tzad HaShoveh. There's a common denominator. Isser. You're over an Isser, you get Malkus. Misa's not like that. You get Misa for being, the Misa of Chilul Shabbos is not, you get Misa for something, and maybe it's Chilul Shabbos, maybe it's Avodah Zarah, maybe it's Molech, maybe it's Mekala Lava V'Imo. No. You get Misa for being Mekala Lava V'Imo. Not for being over the Isser of Mekala Lava V'Imo. So that's clear, and I would even hold your kasha so good that this is a good teretz, and it's another, I would even call it another raya to your soul, because it answers your kasha, and it, right? That's what you were saying. It answers his kasha, because in terms of an Isser, so this is a more intense Isser than the other Isser. But in terms of Yerg Vali, but in terms of the action, so this can be more reprehensible.
They're
both for the action. So that's why it's shaykh to say that Hashem would be put to death and don't go murder. Hashem wants murder. Hashem can handle Chilul Shabbos. Please excuse me. Hashem, it's like saying Hashem can handle Chilul Shabbos more than he can handle Ritzicha. He doesn't want Ritzicha to happen. More than he doesn't want Chilul Shabbos to happen.
So back to our question of if you have to choose.
So the implication would be that you...
That might be totally an Isser.
Right, so that's the question. Is it totally in the Isser?
I don't know. I don't have to answer that anymore.
You don't have an answer.
I don't care anymore.
I understand. You have a leeway.
You don't have a
cash
anymore. Now I understand the answer to your basic question.
Right.
Now, there, so it depends. If it's totally an Isser, so I know which way it goes. If it's totally in the Zach, then...
So we just don't know, though.
Very good, very clear. Yehorig Val Yavor addresses not the Isser. It's not Yehorig and don't be over the Isser at Sicha. It's Yehorig and don't kill. Yehorig and don't do Avodah Zarah. Yehorig and don't be boil the Erva. Not don't be over the Isser Erva. Why does it have to do with it? It's the Isser. So what if there's no more base on Mikdash?
Since it's all custom being
over the Isser,
it's
needed
like
a base. If the mice itself,
Isser,
it's a correct. The vote is all right, I would say it's both. Right? Because it's still Skilu. You said it's just the action, but it's probably the action and the isur. Otherwise, why would it be skila?
No. I'm saying the onish mitzvah in the Torah is for the action, not for the isur. All onish mitzvahs. It says in the Torah, it says if you do avodah zarah, you get misa. It doesn't mean if you do the isur of avodah zarah, you get misa.
Isn't the punishment is supposed to be a kapara, right?
Yeah, in a certain, yeah.
So the stricter the punishment, you assume the more kapara is required for that event.
Yeah, well, that's why the Rishonim and Pirkei Avos all say that you can extrapolate from the severity of the onesh.
Right.
What's the more severe?
Malchus is in a different category. It's not a kapara.
Malchus is certainly the most calm.
But it's not a kapara.
Why? It can be a kapara.
It's a punishment for the action as opposed to...
No, Malchus is for the isser.
For the isser, it's a punishment for the isser as opposed to the action.
So yeah, so it's still a kapara.
It's still a kapara.
Not momum. It's not worth calling momum.
Okay. Let's start the choices again because...
I'm sorry.
No, it's a very good question. We fleshed this out. I like it very much. It's what I want. We fleshed out the Indian very well. And we were all made on an akuda that mamish answers your question. At first I thought the kai... See, at first I thought what he said is... Like, you can't ask such a kasha. It's a different dimension. Now, he's still right. But now I think we touched up what that dimension is. Instead of just saying it's two dimensions, we actually defined the dimension. The twilight zone. Okay, so now we'll go back to Tosis. And Tosis finds two anomalies where there seems to be like a Xeris HaKosov, that you have to pay money, even though according to Mechunya Ben Akona, according to Abaye, you should have been potter. So he finds two cases. Eichel Truma B'Shoge, the Torah decrees, you have to pay for it. And if Me'ila B'Mezid, according to Rebbe, is Misa B'Dei Shemayim, then the classic Me'ila, which is B'Shoge, right, so it's only going to pata for a moment if it's only going to pata for a moment according to Tosis.
According to Tosis, according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Yehonatan.
Okay, I want to stop here. It's too complicated to Tosis. Not now, we'll do Sunday night. We'll have the whole hour, no interruptions, really not. No, I want to do the twice a Sunday. It's a very complex thing. I don't want to start now and then stop.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
I didn't see the new Kaddash.
Okay.